Paramedic Certification Council passed a resolution to request that the Manitoba government change the certification requirements for paramedics to allow qualified personnel to attend emergencies in rural areas before completing certification by the College of Paramedics of Manitoba. CAUN. Val Caldwell mentioned a recent meeting with Premier Stephenson where rural municipalities expressed concern over the current situation. She said, they need to realize that in rural Manitoba our needs are different than they would be in the city. Travel Reimbursement Council received a letter from Daryl and Diane Elliott requesting reimbursement for expenses incurred for extra travel during the replacement of the bridge over the Pipestone Creek on Road 54 North. The applicants operate a farm located in both RM of Wallace Woodworth and the RM of Pipestone. The property in question is situated on both sides of the creek and the bridge reconstruction was delayed due to supply chain problems for materials. CAUN. Barb Stambouski noted that the RM did our best to minimize that and did the alternate crossing specifically for them. According to Sow Garth Mitchell, the RM of Pipestone stated that they had never had any plans to build a shoofly or temporary road around the construction in CAUN. Lyle Kinnaird said, I discussed this with the Pipestone councillor involved that was mentioned in the letter and his recollection of the discussion doesn't follow what was represented in the letter at all. Reeve Clayton Kinnaird said the process involved a coordinated conversation between both councils about the best way to move forward and provide an option for access. Staff will draft a letter to inform the applicants that their request for reimbursement has been denied. Other business council accepted the proposals from gravel suppliers for this summer's roadwork. Cochrane Stock Farms will provide 17,000 CU/YD at $8 per YD. Spark Sand and Gravel will provide 20,000 CU/YD at $5.44 per YD from the RM pit and 10,000 CU/YD of a base at $6.01 per yard. The RM will use the 5,400 CU/YD that is stockpiled in the south section of the municipality on the roads in that area in order to save on trucking. Council authorized the payment of $19,821 to Toromont for repairs to the D6 dozer. The Transportation Committee's recommendations to purchase a 10-foot groomer for $17,325 and 3V plows with frames and rear mounts for $14,490 were approved. The Geographic Information System, GIS, department is working on a catalog of all RM assets. Part of this process includes mapping out the cemeteries and compiling burial information to create an electronic database. The indemnity by law that sets rates of remuneration for councillors received first reading, where mileage rates and meal allowances were increased as council has found that at events in Winnipeg, these are not sufficient. The change allows the council or delegates to submit actual meal expenses for amounts over the allowances. The municipality will provide a letter of support for Verdun Indoor Rodeo and Wild West Days. Elkhorn District Community Center is seeking donations to purchase an aluminium rink divider system to be used to create two cross-ice rinks for U7 and U9 hockey teams. Revenue Canada allows municipalities to accept donations and issue tax-deductible receipts for capital assets and council agreed to issue the receipts for all donations toward the project over $50. Councillor reports Reeve Kinnaird reported on the Spring Convention of the Association of Manitoba Municipalities, AMM. He attended a presentation by Solve Communications where he heard that information needs to be presented to the media accurately and quickly. He noted that with the prevalence of social media and the tendency to create a story where none exists, the facts can be misinterpreted or misrepresented if the original message is not clear. The presentation emphasized the value of having a media plan prepared in advance of a crisis. A healthy relationship with media will make it possible to go to them with information to ensure that the facts are made clear from the beginning. Kinnaird also attended the Mayors and Reeves session at AMM where the organizers talked about the four most important aspects of municipal planning. These included investing in people, funding fairness and predictability, investing in infrastructure and in public safety. In fire department news, requests for proposals have been sent out for a new engine for a pumper truck. Department members are working on training courses. There have been 11 calls since the last meeting. The two departments in Verdun and Elkhorn have 39 members with one new member starting soon. The Elkhorn station will receive new doors. Fire Chief Tyson Van Eaton is participating in the Fire Inspector course. Department Awards Night will be on April 29. Councillor Stambouski attended a meeting with the Deputy Minister of Agriculture regarding the closing of department service centres. Their concerns will be addressed during a webinar with Manitoba Agriculture and the affected municipalities. She also noted that Devin Clunis was an excellent keynote speaker at the convention, and his presentation was on leadership and managing change. Clunis is the former Winnipeg Chief of Police who will lead a committee to develop a new system of public safety training across Manitoba. In 2012, he became the first Black police chief in Canada. Development Officer Corey Nixon attended to present a revised development agreement for the Troughton Rue subdivision. The amendment clarifies the requirements for access to the properties in order to meet land titles regulation.